The Oswego County Legislature is joining several other counties across New York to oppose Governor Andrew Cuomo's property tax freeze plan. Legislators voted to support another option proposed by the New York State Association of Counties to eliminate the cost of state-funded mandates instead. Oswego County Majority Leader Terry Wilbur says requiring local governments to stay within the state's 2% tax cap and then proving they are collaborating on services during the second year of Cuomo's plan will only provide minor short-term savings.
We're not going to benefit from this long-term, especially because we've already done a lot of consolidation and shared services here in Oswego County. Most counties have, because as towns don't lose their tax base, they have to go to a broader tax base, which is the county. So sheriff patrols, county health departments, social services, those all used to be at the town level. Now they're at the county level.
Madison County also unanimously passed a similar piece of legislation earlier this month.